It was only inches deep, but it recalled the water-filled streets of another city in another time. This is a nightmare, I told myself. This is a torment from Kina, maybe. The smell is here, but this is not Dejagore. Here we will not eat rats and pigeons and crows. Here, no one will indulge in dark rituals requiring human sacrifice. I studied Taide. He, too, seemed to be remembering when. I said, at least it was warmer than this.
I remember that, brother. I remember everything.
Meaning, he recalled why so many men of such a proud race had attached themselves to the Black Company in almost subservient positions.
I want you to remember those days always, Taide.
We were trapped in hell, but we survived it. I learned there. Hell no longer has any surprises for me, nor any secrets from me. A bit of veiled criticism, and an exposure of the bedrock philosophy that continues to get me through. I have been to hell. I have done my time. This dark goddess Kina could not throw anything at me worse than the things I had seen already with my own eyes. I scurried around but never caught another glimpse of Uncle Doge, if that was him that I saw. Taide and I stayed in the streets, spreading encouragement while trying to forget our holiday in hell. The little shit would not give up another word about Uncle Doge. Chapter 51. Croker wasn't pleased.
I don't want you pulling a stunt like that again, Mergen.
There was no reason for you to put yourself at risk like that. I found out the prince is up to something. Great big old hairy-assed deal, we knew that. Had to be.
I saw Uncle Doge sneaking around down there, too.
So, you're always worried about my in-laws. Not as much anymore. His tone alerted me that, once again, he knew something he wasn't going to share. Or he had an angle he meant to keep completely secret.
What happened?
We reached a milestone, and no one noticed, which puts us at a hell of an advantage.
And you're not going to tell me?
Not a word. A little birdie might hear.
Why were you visiting the bird lady?
I made a habit of asking, like he used to ask me about Uncle Doge. He wasn't pleased. He offered no answer.
You have a job to do. Two jobs, in fact. Stick to those.
If I lose you, I've got nothing left but one eye. He eyed me hard. Wouldn't that be awful? He caught my sarcasm. When will Sleepy be ready? I haven't seen him around.
Neither have I. I didn't lie, did I?
I've been mapping the inside of Overlook, which I had, whenever there were no other demands on my time. I hadn't put much effort into following up on the people I was supposed to watch. You know how deep into the earth its basements go?
No, and neither do the crows.
He was probably wrong about that. Soulcatcher had been a prisoner in Overlook's deeps once upon a time, but the point got through. Our days of paranoia were far from over.
Gotcha. Think I'll go for a walk.
I found One Eye seated across the fire from Mother Gota. They weren't talking, but them just tolerating each other was an epic amazement. Was the little wizard trying to sell her on Goblin? He did have that sneaky look, like he was up to something really villainous. I went on to One Eye's dugout. My tag-along sat down beside his mother.